Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz Madsen, and today we're reading Nehemiah 11 through 13. Be sure to read today's daily walk about promises and commitments. If you are married, spend some time with your spouse, reminding one another of the vows you made. Confess your areas of failure and praise your partner for his or her faithfulness. If you are single, reflect on your extra privilege to serve God with undivided attention. And be sure to read 1 Corinthians 7, 32 through 33. Love throwing in some New Testament every now and then, because again, we don't get to it till when? October 1st. If you have made a promise to serve God faithfully, take some time to renew that promise today. If you've never done so, this would be a great time to start. Seriously, push pause, push stop, and give your life to God. I'll be here when you get back. As we wrap up Nehemiah, here's some final thoughts from Verse by Verse Ministry, another resource that I've given you, VBVMI, and it can be a great resource to really help you understand literally verse by verse of the Bible. So as we reflect on the story of Nehemiah and its place in the history of the canon, we can see it fit into a familiar pattern. Often, when God moves in Israel to accomplish a good purpose, He brings a new word through a new leader. He brought Noah. He brought Moses. He brought David. He brought Nehemiah. But He also wants us to understand these men aren't bringing the full solution. These men are not the Messiah, though they point to the coming Lord. And that point is made in each case by showing how the people failed to turn from their sin despite the leader's influence. Noah's son sinned after the flood. Israel in the desert sinned despite Moses' leadership. The people of Israel fell into sin time and time again after David and Solomon. And they do that here as well under Nehemiah. There is no solution for sin apart from Christ Himself. Yet still, the Lord is good to send us leaders like Nehemiah who can call us to live in pleasing ways so that we may receive the blessing of restoration and reward. I thought that was a great summary to what we can learn from Nehemiah and all that we've been reading. And I've added this part, come Lord Jesus. Right? We will continue the cycle of sin and this cyclical actions that we do until everything is complete. And we already know that the war has been won. We just have to fight the battle. So I say again, come Lord Jesus. Very excited to share that tomorrow we start Esther. Absolutely one of my favorites. It starts with 1 through 2. Happy reading. This episode is brought to you by Travel with Friends. Have you ever wanted to go on another tour with friends but did not know where to start? Well, we now have the best trips planned for you. From an Alaskan cruise to a tour throughout the Holy Land and much more, we have everything taken care of. We are just missing you on the tours. Just give us a call at 501-379-9226 or email at friends@travelwithfriends.com or click the link in the description to Travel with Friends.